Well, Nike and Adidas have both condemned President Trump's bans on travel from countries including Somalia, in part because of the possible impact on the world of sports. Nike CEO Mark Parker mentioned runner Mo Farah, a four-time Olympic gold medal winner born in Somalia, now a citizen of Britain, training right now in Ethiopia, worried about getting home to family in Oregon. He's a symbol of the fluidity of international sports. He wrote on Facebook, "On January 1st, the Queen made me a Knight of the Realm. This week, Donald Trump seems to have made me an alien." Well, it turns out Farah won't be affected by the ban on Somalians because he only holds citizenship now in Britain. But what about the marathoners? There are many from Iran, Syria, and Sudan. The NBA's Basketball Without Borders camp is scheduled for the All-Star weekend in February. And then there are the Iranian weightlifters. Phil Andrews is CEO of USA Weightlifting. He joins us by Skype from Colorado Springs. And Phil, this has us thinking that one of the most striking things to come from this is that people are realizing how many Iranians travel between the U.S. and Iran, including weightlifters.
Yes, we attend championships in Iran. They host the IWF Grand Prix. The Iranian team come here. We have an exceptional relationship with the Iranian Federation. We're due to compete there in March, and they're due to come here in November of this year for the World Championships in Anaheim, California.
Well, again, we're finding out, you know, some are finding out that weightlifters, wrestlers, your fellow athletes, go to Iran. We understand they're greeted there, you know, heroically. How are they treated there?
Exceptionally well. I mean, they're like guests in your house. I think because there is strained relations between the nations, there's an extra effort made to make sure that the U.S. citizens feel very welcome in Iran in a sporting event. And we're the same way when they come here.
But do you understand the concern that somebody might, recognizing that these people, there's a relationship and people travel freely, somebody might want to insinuate themselves into this who, you know, might be bent on a terrorist act? I mean, I think it's hard to imagine somebody would be able to pass themselves off as a world-class athlete, you know, without others in the field noticing. But there is a concern that it's just too porous.
Well, it would be exceptionally difficult to do so because in order to do that, you would have to, A, become a world-class athlete at that sport. B, you would have to escape the scrutiny that comes with a world-level event, with the television coverage, with the media coverage that comes with that. It seems very unlikely, especially with the extensive background checks. As a former visa holder and green card holder myself, I've been through them. I am not going to say it's impossible, but it certainly seems very unlikely, especially with the stringent controls and excellent controls that the Department of Homeland Security already place upon people coming to the U.S. And those are absolutely correct to put on.
Well, and you just mentioned you've been through this yourself. You recently became an American citizen. You're from the U.K.
That's correct.
And so this must resonate with you personally.
It does. I recently completed my citizenship. Two members of my team here are both on green cards. And it's personal because, you know, I know these people from these federations, not necessarily every athlete, but certainly the federation heads, and I speak on a regular basis. And it's difficult to explain what's going on. However, I am remaining confident and alongside them that they'll be permitted to compete in November because it's well after the 90 days ban. And recently, the U.S. Open in Las Vegas for Taekwondo, an Iranian-born athlete was permitted to cross the border and compete. They were competing for Iceland, but they were permitted to come here and compete even during the 90-day ban.
So you have some hope.
I certainly do, and I think everyone is working towards the same goal of being able to continue to host world championship-level events in the United States. And that means a lot to us and all those who have a significant populations of athletes in those seven countries.
That's Phil Andrews, CEO of USA Weightlifting. Phil, thank you.
Thank you very much.